Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Former U.S. congressman who was in Libya said he saw NATO troops beheading people. Of course he did. We got Webster Tarpley joining us 30 minutes to talk about that. Then in the entire third hour, open phones. I'm opening the phones up right now. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. And I specifically like to hear from you on the martial law drills that we saw this last week. First, the system starts out, this is very important, in test cities all over the country in the last 5 years with a, quote, no refusal weekend. Like, oh, you're not allowed to refuse this weekend. There's no Fourth Amendment. We're going to take your blood at checkpoints. It's like, oh, we don't have a Bill of Rights on this special day. And then sure enough, I told you this would happen because it follows their pattern. It's all psychological warfare. They've now announced all over the country, well, there's just no refusal 365 days a year. There's no Fourth Amendment. We're taking your blood. That's how they work. So it's, yeah, on September 11th and other dates, we set up checkpoints all over the country and have the army out. But you know what? We're not going to let Al-Qaeda hit us. And then it's all the time. And then it's not Al-Qaeda anymore. It's Ron Paul supporters. It's in the fetters. See, that's how this works. And if you're a new listener and heard me talking about drills at public schools, mainly elementary, all over the country, you're gravely mistaken. I have shown you newscasts where the children are crying and the police are aiming guns at them. They have unannounced where guys come in camo with guns and say they're going to kill people. Teachers have had heart attacks and collapsed before. One lady I interviewed, I got her lawyer on with me a few years ago, where it happened in Minneapolis. And they were out in the portable buildings. It was, sixth grade? And men came in and said, we're with the militia, we're going to kill you. And they took them all out in the woods, and they all believed they were going to die. And it was on the news. The children were defecating, urinating, all over themselves. The teacher collapsed and had mental problems ever since. They had another case where a teacher had a heart attack. They've had a bunch of cases where children are shot. Just type in child shot during police drill. More often, though, cop killed in safety drill at school. That's happened a bunch of places. I mean, this is beyond bizarre. And they also have these drills. This was on 60 Minutes Friday night on MSNBC, where that was the other part of the show. They're like, every place, every McDonald's, every school, every mall must have armed guards and lockdown doors. Now you understand. The cops are like, yes, sir, we do. The terrorists will hit you. It was really weird because I guess they know a redneck can like send the mind control out or something. But it's like, now you understand. And they cuss the cops. Man, I'm telling you, terrorists are everywhere. We got to have security everywhere. Thank God he's here to keep us safe. They cut back to him, and this weird colonel, his eyes were like going around in circles. He looked nuts. He's going, I'm telling you right now, it's a serious situation. I'm going to teach people how to survive, and terrorists are going to hit us. And the army colonel really works well with the military. It shows like, at this event, 500 top officers come in to hear the colonel speak. Terrorism will affect everything. It will hit every target. Everyone will be hit in America. It's about to start. They cut to the military officers, what do you think? And the military officers, this group didn't have the good old boy thing going, but they were like, well, I understand it's a bit over the top, but it's what we need to keep us safe. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just like, cuckoo, 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 cuckoo. I mean, it is cuckoo for absolute 100 trillion Cocoa Puffs. I mean, they had this army colonel in there who looked like central casting. He looked like a bird dog. I mean, his eyes just pointed straight forward. He's like, terrorists are going to hit you right now. Every one of you going to be attacked. Are you ready to come? Yes, sir, we're ready. Hey, keep us safe, sir. I mean, it was the most pathetic. What's wrong with you people? And these cops, like, were getting off on it. It's just so scary, the terrorists. You idiots.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you gaining more body fat? Are you feeling tired? Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone may start dropping. And if you are an African-American man, you're at a higher risk of your testosterone turning into estrogen. Be the man you used to be. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy and the healthy sex drive you once had. And Ageless Male is all natural. No injections or appointments. Just one quick phone call. Get your risk-free trial of Ageless Male.
Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. With Ageless Male, you can raise your testosterone naturally by 61%. Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi everyone, it's MZ from the InfoWars team. You know, since we launched InfoWars team with Alex last January, over 7,500 InfoWarriors have signed up to be on the team, and over $500,000 in longevity product sales commissions have been paid out to InfoWars team members, just for trying our unique health products, feeling better, and sharing with others. Can you think of a better, more satisfying way to earn money? The opportunity is there, waiting for you at InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up for $10 one time, then get on the Alex Pack that contains a month's supply of all 90 essential nutrients every body needs to fight off disease, stress, and to maintain peak physical and mental performance. You decide how much you want to earn, enough to cover the cost of your products, a few hundred extra dollars per month, or enough to quit your job and make way more money than you do right now. You decide, but take action now. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up, get on the Alex Pack, and see what happens. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
A good way to describe my radio show, my nightly television transmission, everything we do here at InfoWars and InfoWars.com is being off the grid, off the reservation. I don't mean off the grid power-wise or water-wise. I mean off the grid, not in this control paradigm, not in this false, phony, baloney system. All right, we've got Tarpley joining us in about 30 minutes on the incredible developments in the world stock markets and the economy, on the big developments in Libya. Here's the headline at prisonplanet.com. Former congressman, I saw NATO troops behead Libyans. Gaddafi forces are actually pushing back some of the operations, the al-Qaeda forces. And again, if you don't support al-Qaeda over there, you're unpatriotic, according to Obama. Also, there's been a big reactor. In fact, I'm going to go to your calls, but I probably need to hit on this just briefly. I mentioned it last hour, but it's such a big deal. A reactor that fires pellets of plutonium into uranium exploded. and it's a MOX fuel system where they take nuclear weapons and process it into fuel. Explosion hits French MOX nuke site. Threat of radioactive leak at plutonium processing plant. An explosion at a French nuclear facility that processes dangerous MOX plutonium has killed one person, injured four others, provoking fear that radioactivity will be escaping into the atmosphere. Well, we know they lied at Fukushima, didn't they? They always lie. In fact, if there was no radiation coming out, they'd probably say there was. I mean, they just lie. It's what they do. Although officials have played down such concerns. Yeah, that's the big telltale. They're like, well, we don't think so right now, but we're not releasing radiation numbers. Bing, 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 bing. There you go. It's leaking. However, the French government complicity in hiding the severity of the 86 Chernobyl disaster will do nothing to assure concerns and assuage concerns about authorities being honest with the public about the scale of the problem. There were no radioactive leaks after the blast caused by fire near the furnace in the Sintraco radioactive waste storage site, reports BBC. It produces MOX fuel, which recycles plutonium with nuclear weapons, but does not include reactors and reactions. French nuclear watchdog ASN has not explained the cause of the blast, but concerned that the furnace that the explosion is used to melt waste with levels of radioactivity ranging from low to very high. As we highlighted during the Fukushima crisis, plutonium is the most deadly radioactive isotope known to man, and MOX is 2 million times more deadly than normally enriched uranium. The half-life of plutonium-239 in MOX is 24,000 years, and just a few milligrams of P-239 escaping into a plume of smoke will contaminate soil for tens of thousands of years. And they just go on to tell you everything's great. Trying to find that line. Here it is. Part of the process involves firing superheated pellets of plutonium and uranium into an oven to reduce them in size to make them easier to store. Okay, let's go to your calls. But Ann Coulter says it's good for you. So does George Monbiot. So, hey, you know, their establishment, they said so. The government says cameras everywhere and police in black uniforms is a sign of freedom. And now checkpoints all over the country. And I shouldn't be concerned, even though I've been to urban warfare drills all over the country where the military trains to come to your house and take your gun and admits they're getting ready to do it. But everything's fine. Government cares about you. Come on, don't be extreme, folks. We just told you they'd implode the derivatives market and set up a world government. When Tarpley comes up, I was listening to Bloomberg Radio this morning driving in, and they actually had three different guests at the time I was able to listen because I was getting some phone calls say the same thing. We need a United States of America. Isn't that going to be cute? To fix all the world's economic problems. I thought the last three bailouts in Europe were going to do that. And it was like, the government's bad, the people are bad, we all spent too much, and the banks are going to fix it. You're going to pay your taxes to them. How's that a United States of Europe where it's a total dictatorship of private banks, a, quote, financial union, and the banks that engineered this are the boss lecturing everyone? Because people don't know how this works. Even, you know, most people really think they're intellectual to even listen to something like Bloomberg. Business people, like, think they're smart because they listen to Bloomberg or they read the Wall Street Journal. That's just propaganda for you. Oh, a lot of the truth's there, but it's got the spin on top. And so people listen to that and then they go regurgitate it at boardroom meetings to sound smart. I can't tell you how many fake intellectuals I know and business people that will start trying to show off. And when somebody's talking about politics or numbers or the economy, I'll listen, just think, oh, wow, is this person actually informed? I want to talk to them. I want to get their view. And then I'll start listening, and I'm like, oh, they're just repeating something they saw on CNBC. And then I'll ask them another question, and then they prove they know nothing. And it's kind of real sad. And they'll kind of get embarrassed. Look, you're not going to learn anything except that they're throwing at your face sometimes. They'll admit, yeah, banks launder the money. What are you going to do about it? Yeah, foreign banks took over. Yeah. I mean, some of that's going on. You're going to learn some things. But where you really learn things is reading history and a wide spectrum of it, because you're not getting total truth in any history book. It's impossible. You know, we're looking at the past. It's going to be distorted. But you study human nature enough. You study history enough. And then you study the globalists and their philosophy and what they're into today, and you know basically everything. Just like in criminology, good cops, they don't really try to teach that anymore, but old-fashioned crime fighting is all about psychological types and people's modus operandi. And then once you understand different types of people, Once you're able to study the crimes they've committed, you start to get inside their mind. And that's all I've done. And it's not that hard to do. And I know exactly what they're doing. I know their general game plan. And it is not fun. And these people are the worst of the worst. See, the very worst in society get into power. The very top. Because they're willing to kill, steal, shield, do whatever to get it. They desire it because they want to exercise the power. Good people become successful, but then become fat, dumb, and happy and don't want more power. You just want enough power to be comfortable, to be respected, and to raise a good family. Good people have to serve and have to get into positions of power. We have to become wealthy. We have to become powerful. That's the only way we're going to defeat the globalist, okay? All right, let's go to your calls. Thank you for holding. Let's talk to Janice in Texas. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I have two important news items I wanted to tell you about. On Wednesday, on CNN, last Wednesday, Rear Admiral Ann Schuchat, the head of contagious respiratory ailments of the CDC, was on there with this other guy. And they're rolling
out. Yeah, notice how they have admirals and generals over all the federal departments now. I mean, what is this, Venezuela? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, they are rolling out this new technology. There they are, like in front of the world, rolling out this thing that looks like a printer with very little information, like even a fingerprint. They can sequence your entire human genome. And they were saying how wonderful it was because they can look at the genome and find out if you have the illness. Well, you know, the human genome says everything. So I see this as like the end of humanity.
No, it is. It is the end. It is the end. But the cops aren't scared of that. They're scared of non-existent real terror, and the fake stuff's very rare. And, I mean, that's why they – I mean, not all cops are dumb. A lot of them are smart. But that's why they try to hire 100 IQ and below. And now it's coming out. They're trying to figure out if they can hire even 80 IQ people who can barely operate because they need people that are dumb because only dumb people would destroy themselves like this. And it's on. And absolutely, they're rolling out all these technologies. And I remember 4 years ago at an anti-war demonstration, people reported that there were fake dragonflies flying around. And I went and looked it up when people reported it, and the Washington Post made fun of them, and found a bunch of prototype companies that Homeland Security had indeed bought them, some of these. And I called the people out, and I sent them an email. I said, is this what you saw? And they said, yeah. And I went on air and said, you know, here it is. And the media made fun of me. Jones says there's fake insects flying around. And then a couple years later, they came on and said, yeah, we're watching people all over with fake insects. Mm-hmm. In fact, they've got real insects now with chips on them that they can send into your house with a camera. They've had robo-rats for 20 years with a brain chip. So, yeah, we're not in Kansas anymore. That's why they're so arrogant. And they're just getting their police state grid in place, and then they're going to start wiping everybody out, including the cops. And most of the cops are going to go to their graves with the ship serving the system. They're dog-like. They will follow their master straight to hell. What do you think of that?
Well, there's one more thing I wanted to add. A while back, I saw Dennis Miller on the O'Reilly Show, and O'Reilly and Dennis Miller were both bashing Nancy Grace. They played a clip, and she was concerned about the Fukushima fallout going on to the United States, and she had maps and whatever, and they just proceeded to just thrash her, make fun of her, discredit her, say she was a hack. I mean, so there's, you know, you can, like, probably look that up, but they made fun of her.
Janice, great call. I did see that on YouTube, that compilation of those. There was an article I meant to get to yesterday, and I didn't. I'm going to remind me, Crib, I don't cover it in the third hour to do it. It was a headline like, Ron Paul is a nut, in the Washington Post. It was similar to that. And the article said he's completely insane. There was a backlash against the media ignoring him, but now it's been proven they were right. This man made an insane statement about a dime's worth of silver could buy you a gallon of gas. Well, almost more than a gallon, Ron Paul. And they said that he is insane. Now that's like saying this guy says finding an oasis in the desert and drinking water is good. This guy's nuts. He says you can drink water out of Lake Superior. Ron Paul said that an ice cold Coca-Cola is delicious on a hot sunny afternoon. This guy's insane. Of course, it's totally public that a pure silver dime pre-60s, is worth... what is it, $3 or $4 now? I mean, that's a fact. and that what Ron Paul said was totally true about inflation. But see, their answer is to think their readers are dumb and go, look, the dumb man said they devalued the money. Ha ha, isn't it funny?
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
All right, let's go back to your phone calls. Let's talk to Michael in Texas. You're on the air, sir. Welcome.
Alex, thanks for taking my call. I'd like to address a little bit of this toward this false baloney system. And if the American citizens understood the differences between legal and lawful and the reasons why, lawful law abides by and upholds the Constitution, and legal law is the system designed by the British and established with the Act of 1871, and
By the way, what you're saying is absolutely true. It's admiralty, administrative law that is just regulations issued basically by the crown It's the bureaucracy. And that's how the British, once the British had the Parliament Act and other events and started reducing the power of the monarchy, they figured out how to create parallel systems that sounded similar just to fool people to give up their rights. So you have a parallel system of lawful, which goes back to the ancient common law and then the Bill of Rights, Constitution, versus administrative law or the law of merchants that is completely arbitrary. That's why they say it's our policy to stick our hands down your pants. It's our policy to take blood from you without a warrant. It's our policy. It's policy. It's their policy. And policy is we got a bunch of dumb mercenaries that'll do whatever we're told, and we got kangaroo courts that'll go along with it. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, and their system was brought in to skirt the Constitution and go around, and they made all attorneys and lawyers believe that they must qualify to do business in their system's courts by passing the bar exam, which really is, the bar stands for British Accredited Registry, which means they work, they're qualified, and they're workers of the British Empire. If you ask most lawyers these days what the bar stands for, they wouldn't have any idea, other than they'd probably say barrister. And another thing I'd like to mention is how they bring in a lot of their unlawful laws is through the tacit law. In legal terms, it means even if a law is unlawful, if you do not object and remain silent and never protest in any way, then by silent acquiescence, you're saying you agree with it.
Well, is that force de jure or force majeure, the most powerful force? It's possession's 9/10 of the law. They are just rolling over you. But isn't that a central tenet of law? That rights must be demanded and stood upon. People just think you go in and then they're there. No, you have to absolutely demand them. The globalists only listen to people that actually speak to them straight up and understand them. They don't even begin to respect you. And so much of the public, yuppies, go-along, get-alongers, media whores, a lot of them know the truth, but they think by sucking up, they're part of the system. No. This system destroys its own. The only way we're going to survive, and the only way somebody from nowhere can ever have any power in this world, is to recognize your rightful duties and responsibilities as a free, sentient being. If you act like a slave, you will be a slave.
You there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got one more thing. There's a fellow Texan named Charles Irwin who's written a wonderful book. It covers all these issues. It's called American Freedom. And I think he'd be a wonderful guest for you to have on the program and discuss these issues. It's just a magnificent book.
Yeah, there's another gentleman we've had on from the Dallas area who was demonized in that 60 Minutes piece that I intended to get back on. He was a great, great Skype interview. Alfred Adask. I want to get him back on, Jaron, pronto. We'll get him on the TV show, too. Thank you so much. I appreciate your call. By the way, we'll be live tonight with a lot of key subjects, a lot of key news items on the radio. Of course, back tomorrow at 11 a.m. We still got half the show ahead of us. I just want to point out that we'll be on the TV tonight, 7 o'clock Central at InfoWarsNews.com. If you're not a subscriber, become one today. Tim in Michigan, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Alex.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
On the radio, brother. What's up?
Hey. Yeah, I never had anybody ever refer to me as said, "Shut up, Tim. You're our friend. Talk." My girlfriend was laughing when I told her what you said. Anyway, this is. I have a friend that called me yesterday who went to New York. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So he was down there. Let's say I had a man on the inside. Okay, and let me tell you what his observation was. First of all, I asked him, I said, how are the police? Were they mean? Were they trying, to harass you? And he was taking pictures. But he stayed back far enough so that they wouldn't bother him.
Okay, what happened?
Okay, well, he was able to take a few pictures of, there's a banner that was hung across one of the, did you guys send that yet? I'm gonna send you a few pictures right from
Great. What did the banner say?
I'm gonna email them to you. But anyway, the banner said that the Bush regime was responsible for 9/11.
Hold on, I want to hear about this. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com. InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, Tim in Michigan is going to finish up real quick. Always a great source of info. He's the guy that came up with the idea for the Google bomb. Very, very effective. Our listeners have so many great ideas. I need to put more of them into action. And we got Swiss guy from Switzerland, Austin in Arizona, Freddie in New Jersey, Steve in New York, and others. We're going to get to all of you. Tarpley is in New York. He was there for the big police state extravaganza. They turned it into a sick holiday celebrating the death of the Republic and celebrating ninnying fear of almost non-existent terrorism. Totally disgusting. We're going to be talking to Tarpley about the huge developments in Libya and the big stock market meltdowns happening in Europe. The foregone conclusion of the debt black hole, that it's a statistical certainty that the economy will implode. It's been designed to do that by the finance oligarchs who are the opposite of free market. We're going to Tarpley in a moment, but finishing up, Tim, I heard that there were a lot of activists there in New York. You say you were talking to one of your friends. You said you're going to be sending that email soon to our office. So send it right now and we'll show it. as soon as we get it. But you're saying somebody did a banner hang where saying that Bush was responsible for 9/11?
Well, it looks like, let me tell you what it looks like to me. Hang on a minute. Let me.
No, I understand you had, your friend gave you this photo. Just what is it?
Right. It says it looks like some kind of an old church, or maybe it's got a steeple. So I'm going to say it's a really, really old church.
Yeah, okay, I understand it's a church, but in New York and close to Ground Zero, correct?
Yes.
Okay, what did it say? What did it say?
The Bush regime engineered 9/11. And the only thing is there's some girl that's standing right in front of 9/11, but you can see the one, and you can just barely see the beginning of the nine. But it's obvious.
Yeah. What did your friend say the response was by people?
Oh, check it out. He said there were thousands of people that stayed outside the perimeter that were wearing their 9/11 was an inside job shirt. And while they were trying to, give their little press snow job.
Their vampiric sucking operation off of the dead firefighters and police. The survivors, of course, are barred, but because they know the truth. But go ahead.
Well, they were yelling so loud, Alex, that 9/11 was an inside job that you couldn't even hear. You know, when they get some fire chief up here, it probably wasn't even at 9/11.
All right, well, that's interesting. We're going to get Luke Radowski on to give us his take on what he saw and did there. We appreciate your call, Tim. Your phone is overdriving. Every time you call in, though, it's just like peeking out. You might turn the volume down on that, bud. Thank you. We're interested to look into that. Now, joining us is someone who was there at Ground Zero for 9/11, somebody who was there at multiple speaking events. And is joining us via cell phone from the park there in New York City, Webster Griffin Tarpley, Doctor of History. He's also an economist. He's been to Libya just in the last few months and predicted, well, it was already going on in the East, the massacre of blacks. That's now been confirmed. A former congressman who was thought dead but was in hiding in Libya because of the al-Qaeda forces trying to kill him says he saw NATO troops beheading Libyans and killing blacks systematically. Even Reuters has confirmed that's happening. 30,000 slaughtered so far, a humanitarian war crime. We'll talk about that with Tarpley as well. Webster Griffin Tarpley, thank you for joining us. First off, tell us what you witnessed this year, 10 years after the false flag event.
Well, Alex, I have to make it clear. I didn't really go to. You couldn't get near these commemorations. You had to be a family member or something. Essentially, what I attended was the one big event in the city, which was a rally and lectures against the official story. In other words, the New York that can say no. I was glad to be there. This was at Independent Network News. It's an operation on radio and sometimes on television. It's run by Lenny Charles and Tom Kiley. And this is here on Walker Street. So it's basically Walker Street near Sixth Avenue. It's Tribeca, more or less. It's actually quite close to Ground Zero. But we had 300 New Yorkers saying no to the official baloney and not just unanswered questions, but essentially MIHA made it happen on purpose. The rogue network did it. It's a privately controlled rogue network of treasonous putschists, coup artists in the U.S. government, and they did it, and they did it through the 46 drills. And this was the debut of my fifth edition of 9/11 Synthetic Terror Made in USA, and I urge people to get it because I've got now, I'm gone from 25 drills a couple of years ago to 46 drills. 46 drills. In the 2 years before, on the day of, and a couple of their basically in advanced preparation. So that's how it was done.
Now, Webster.
We had Wayne Madsen. We had, Ray McGovern. We had Gary Knoll. A bunch of other speakers. Very good atmosphere. The 9/11 movement, of course, is not what it was. Obama has sucked the atmosphere, the oxygen out of the room. And, of course, a lot of the websites have been taken over by people who really act more like provocateurs than truth seekers. But
yeah.
Still, there's still a hardcore of good, strong support. A lot of them are your fans, Alex. A lot of them ask about you, and you know, they say they've heard me on your program. So
yeah, Webster, I rarely disagree with you on points of fact. I mean, I may disagree on political or socioeconomic solutions or policy, but I've got to disagree with you. What's happened with 9/11 Truth is it doesn't have the liberal core to it that was involved in it because they were just anti-Bush and anti-war. That group has been foundation co-opted and is broken up. The general understanding that 9/11 is an inside job, the general awakening to false flag terror as a tool of statecraft throughout history, the acceptance of the fact that government stage events in culture and society across the board has never been more powerful.
Yes, as an opinion, I think you're probably right. But in what counts in this world, which is organized political power, the ability to turn out thousands of people and get them to do something reasonable, I'm afraid for the moment this is not where it was in 2006. Let's take your conference in Los Angeles in 2006. That was a great watershed. When that conference that you organized with the 1,200 people in Los Angeles, when that got on C-SPAN, that broke the control of the reactionary Republicans over the House and the Senate, and it essentially headed off the Iran war and the Syria war that the rogue network would have bootlegged in through Cheney in particular. Cheney has got a new autobiography out, like In My Time, where he confesses that he was pushing for war with Syria in June of 2007. He tried to get Bush to approve it. He couldn't get support in the cabinet. He's very bitter that Condi Rice wouldn't go with him at that point. But, of course, then, after Cheney had failed to convince Bush, the rogue network went to work above and behind both of them. And then we had that rogue B-52 of August, September 2007. That was the extra-legal attempt by the rogue network. They basically hijacked the B-52 and took it from North Dakota to Louisiana. It was on its way to the Middle East. And this is all documented now, and it's coming out more and more. That's the great thing about 9/11 Truth was to have headed off those things. Now, obviously, there's a lot to be done, but right now, we're on the verge of a European banking panic. Oh, my God, a jackhammer has opened up here behind me. This is New York. I don't know if that's...
No, it's okay. It's okay. I want to get into what's happening in Europe because they're announcing on Bloomberg and everywhere else, the bankers are going to save you, and they openly said on Bloomberg this morning, it's a new talking point, it's the public's fault, and it's the government's fault, and the bankers that created the derivatives and got our government traders to sign on to their debt, they're going to fix it with VAT and carbon taxes paid to them with this new United States of Europe. Which isn't a United States with liberty and freedom. It's a banking dictatorship, a finance oligarch tyranny, a corporate right. receivership system, as you know, that you predicted an Obama deception, fall of the Republic. So what do you say to this new talking point?
This is Europe of the banks and cartels. Here's the point. You've got now about a dozen banks in Europe that are candidates to be the next Lehman Brothers, and we could just go down the list, but it's essentially the top two or three money center banks in each country. These are zombie banks. They don't have any social function. They don't provide capital for productive investment. They just suck in public resources. I have not been able to keep up with the banking panic here over the weekend because of the density of 9/11 stuff. But what I heard this morning is the bankers are going to try to get China to backstop their derivatives bubble. If the Chinese do that, that will be national suicide for China, and that will essentially seal their doom, and I would urge China not to do that. Don't get sucked in to propping up the debt of these bankrupt finance oligarchs and derivatives mongers.
Now, Webster, going back to false flag terror for a moment, then we'll get back into the economy, and then
By the U.S. and the British.
Well, by the corporate oligarchy, getting back to false flag terror, I'm seeing major acclimation, major ground preparation psychologically major rollout preparatory phase for big false flags. They are really hyping it and having army checkpoints with regular police all over the country as a way to condition the public. And then, of course, they can stage terror, blame it on anti-Federal Reserve groups. What is your view on the incredible drum beating that I'm seeing?
Well, I posted on Friday night, I think. I put up on my website, property.net, an alert. I said, basically, I would say it's time for something like an orange alert. This is because the European banking panic, the U.S. banking panic, it would be very convenient, for example, to declare martial law and under the cover of martial law, essentially use executive orders to order another bailout. It would be very hard to get a bailout through Congress for the zombie banks. But if the zombie banks blow, they're going to want a second bailout. And I think the only way to do that is under the cover of martial law. There will be demonstrations now. People will be out there fighting against genocidal austerity imposed by reactionary politicians and Wall Street.
Well, that's another question. They've now announced what we were told 3 years ago was going to happen. They're getting ready to take at least half the pension funds on top of dollar devaluation that also steals the value of the 20-year and more vets who were under law guaranteed their pension. They're talking openly saying how great it is to take half their pension fund. And Webster, they may not have to stage anything when they do that. There's a bunch of old vets that are going to get very, very angry.
Yes, well, the other thing, of course, is the international picture. Right now, the Anglo-Americans are very upset because their destabilization of Syria is not working, has not worked. The Syrian army, I guess by and large, has crushed the death squads and terrorist commandos of the Muslim Brotherhood and whatever else NATO and the CIA were able to funnel into Syria. And it looks to me like the situation in Syria will now quiet down gradually, although the constant attempts by Anglo-American media to create the fiction, the illusion of some kind of a...
But what's the end game? Why put Muslim Brotherhood al-Qaeda in Egypt and then allow them to torch the Israeli embassy? We know the West is orchestrating that. Why let al-Qaeda attack Syria? Why give Libya to al-Qaeda and admittedly now missile systems? What comes after that? Why is al-Qaeda so loving?
The policy is to destroy the modern state. These are neo-feudalist Anglo-American financiers. They want to smash the modern nation state because that's where resistance from them can emerge and has emerged. They would like to smash Libya. They're in the process of that. They wanted to smash Syria. The same thing would go for Egypt. They would like to jettison most of Egypt and simply seize the Aswan High Dam and the Lake Nasser complex and the Suez Canal, and the rest of it can go to hell from the Anglo-American point of view. Israel is also under big pressure. Here on the other side of town, we have the United Nations General Assembly is basically coming together now in the course of this next week. There will be an attempt by the Palestinians to assert their statehood. In other words, the idea that they deserve a nation state, which I think is absolutely correct. They will get broad support from the world community. They may well get the two-thirds in the General Assembly that they need. If it gets to the Security Council, the United States will be forced to cast a very embarrassing, tormented, isolated veto. It'll be basically the U.S. against most of the world on the Palestinian state. The U.S. would like to avoid this just about at any cost. So a lot of shenanigans will be staged in order to obfuscate what's going on.
Exactly.
Right?
If there's a terror attack hurting children, then we can't have any statehood for anybody. Now continuing here, shifting gears.
Alex, in the same breath, notice that we have the 12 tyrants now. The 12 tyrants are meeting in Washington, right? The Super Committee or Super Congress. This is an illegal Bonapartist committee. It's a step towards dictatorship. But if the 12 tyrants and the actual Congress and Obama can't agree on a program of genocidal austerity, then there's going to be a guillotine coming down on the Pentagon to the tune of about $60 billion per year. Now, some would say that fact alone would motivate the special forces underground, let's say, to go out and pull a false flag stunt just to make sure that they don't lose their budget.
Oh, well, over the weekend, you must have missed it in an audio interview with Human Events. Rumsfeld, we should play it later. It's up on Infowars.com. Rumsfeld said, he came out and openly said If you cut, in fact, put it on screen, guys, Human Events, Rumsfeld. If you cut defense budget, there will be another attack. That's like Cheney on Meet the Press.
Yeah, right.
You know, 7 years ago saying, if there's a 9/11 investigation, there will be a nuclear attack. They are communicating to governments and agencies, yes, we're terrorists, we'll stage it. That's why they make these statements that are open, but where they can have double meaning. I meant we won't have the funds to protect you, there'll be a nuclear attack. But the way they state it, you cut our funding, buddy, we're going to attack you. Very sickening.
The other thing going on here in New York, a lot of stuff happening in the Big Apple. Out here in Forest Hills, out in Queens, and then into Brooklyn, we have the Anthony Weiner Congress seat, House of Representatives, and that's an open seat now, so they're having a by-election. And it looks like the Republican, he's just a conservative party reactionary hack. But that would be a protest against Obama. And I say if the Republican wins that seat out there in Queens, the Democratic Party has to dump Obama. There's got to be a candidate to challenge Obama in the primary.
And there's more talk of Obama being thrown under the bus politically by the Democrats. Stay there, Webster, though. I want to get to Libya because the Pentagon just announced, yes, they've got troops there. They're claiming they just arrived. We've known they've been there for 6 months. It's all part of lying to the American people. We'll be right back.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
By the way, there's an article up at InfoWars.com.
It's getting better.
Headline, major studies out, SpongeBob causes short-term attention problems and basically lowering of the IQ in children. If you watch children's cartoons now, it's all disjointed. It doesn't make sense. The characters look disjointed and twisted. And people think, oh, well, that's just a new cool genre or style. No. It is about blurring reality and false reality. And with young developing minds, it can really screw them up. Archetypal, good, clean fantasy, very good for the brain, very good for creativity. I've read the major studies, read books on the subject. But these disjointed things that don't make sense, and then that's supposed to be funny for an adult, very detrimental to children's brains. Television watching itself leads to Alzheimer's, brain damage. If you're watching a lot of it, it puts you in a REM state. That said, please subscribe to PrisonPlanet.tv and watch us on television. No, seriously, we're reaching people through the matrix and through the system with news and information. And we're really busting our hind ends at PrisonPlanet.tv. The new nightly news program is very, very popular. People are really loving it. I know I'm really enjoying doing the show, condensing the information, focusing it down, the on-the-street reporters, the video interviews. We're going to get more reporters. We're going to add more shows. I've got a big plan here. And if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you get all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, expanded extras, special reports, the nightly news, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. You can get a yearly membership and get 3 months free. If you believe in alternative media, if you believe in really giving the globalists a run for their money, become a PrisonPlanet.tv member today. Check out some of the new media things we've launched at InfoWarsNews.com. That's InfoWarsNews.com. And again, we'll be on tonight, 7 o'clock. All right, let's go back to Webster. Webster, quickly here. We have called it all with precision. NATO, U.S. troops were there 6 months ago, called advisors. Now they admit larger U.S. ground forces are going onto the ground. As we said in September, October, here it is. Turns out Gaddafi, they've now gotten his intelligence briefs. He knew it was coming from intermediaries in Congress he was talking to. And here's Fox News. U.S. boots on the ground in Libya, Pentagon confirms. And former congressman says he saw NATO troops behead Libyans, Walter Fontroy. What do you think of that, Webster? You've been there.
Walter Fontroy. Let me just say who that is. That fucking guy. The District of Columbia, as people know, does not have a voting member in the House, which, of course, they should. They should have two. They got more people than Wyoming, so they should have two voting congressmen. But for a long time, they've had delegates. And Walter Fontroy is a veteran. He goes back to Martin Luther King. This is a fighter for civil rights who has a very impressive record. And he was replaced some years back by Eleanor Holmes Norton here in the district. But he's kept up with the causes. And he was over there. And he was with Maxi Darius Nazem Rouaya and Thierry Maison in that at Carinthia Hotel. And later on moved around. And some of the other guys made it out through Malta on a harrowing 36-hour trip on the Mediterranean, but I guess Fontroy, I'm not up on the details right now with Fontroy, but I'm glad he's safe, because this is a person of great merit, and, you know, kind of an elder statesman of civil rights.
No, because he was black.
He's black.
No, I was about to say, because he was black, he had to hide for a month, because Al-Qaeda, under NATO command, was trying to kill him, and he watched out windows, he's now reporting, as they murdered blacks en masse. He had to hide, because Al-Qaeda was going to kill him.
Absolutely. That's the Benghazi Tobruk Darna axis of terror. And we know that the guy, this awful guy, Hassadi Belhaj, that's all the same guy. He operates under numerous aliases, right? But he's...
Stay there, Webster. Stay there. Stay there. Stay there. I'm going to do 5 more minutes with you, then calls and news. I got to apologize to stations that Webster does not like Al-Qaeda.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.